This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said during a Tuesday news conference that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead. The embattled Lam conceded the public still had lingering doubts about the government's sincerity or worries the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. Lam called the attempt at passing the bill a total failure, but did not say whether the bill is being withdrawn, as protesters have demanded. The bill sparked massive demonstrations from the moment it was introduced in April, with opponents alarmed about extraditing criminal suspects to China, which has a substantially different legal system than Hong Kong. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to address a rift among members of her caucus, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
As the House of Representatives break, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants legislation passed to address conditions at temporary holding facilities along the southern border. Pelosi has sent House Democrats a letter saying legislation must be passed to ease the abhorrent conditions for migrant children at temporary holding facilities. Before leaving Washington for the Independence Day break, the House approved a $4 billion that President Trump signed into law, but many House progressives and Hispanics voted no on the measure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A massive continent-wide peace operation has netted 24 tons of anabolic steroid powder and 234 arrests across Europe. It also resulted in the closure of 9 underground labs that produce performance-enhancing drugs and the dismantling of 17 organized crime groups. The operation involved 33 countries, including 23 EU nations, the European Police Agency, Europol, and the World Anti-Doping Agency. This is VOA News. New research suggests that the likelihood of teens using pot is slightly reduced in U.S. states where marijuana is.
Researchers with Montana State University analyzed surveys of youth behavior from 1993 into 2017 and found the odds of teens using pot dropped almost 10% after it started becoming legal. It matches another study that found a decline after 2014 when recreational pot was allowed in Washington State. One reason, they say, may be that it's harder for teens to buy marijuana from a licensed dispensary than from a dealer, and that the cost might be higher. About 20% of U.S. high school students use marijuana. That's unchanged since 2015 after an earlier decline. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links to top politicians and celebrities, pled not guilty Monday to charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. AP's Tim McGuire.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman of Southern New York accuses billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing dozens of young girls, some as young as 14, at his homes in New York and Florida.
First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
Epstein is accused of paying underage girls hundreds of dollars in cash for massages and then molesting them from 2002 through 2005. He's also accused of getting some of the teenagers to recruit others for him. Prosecutors oppose his release on bail. His bail hearing is next Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday that the Trump administration will take action this week that would let the controversial question about citizenship be added to the 2020 census despite the U.S. Supreme Court ruling against it.
We've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington, Kim Derrick, after the key envoy disparaged him as inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration is uniquely dysfunctional. British authorities are investigating who might be responsible for Monday's leak of diplomatic cables from Washington. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.